Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, it's a homecoming of sorts for Jadeveon Clowney. He's signing a two-year deal with the Panthers that could be worth up to $24 million. Now, Clowney grew up about 25 miles from the Panthers stadium, and he, of course, played his college ball at South Carolina for the Gamecocks. The former number one overall pick is on his sixth team, entering his 11th season in the NFL. He has 52 and a half career sacks in 126 games played. So I ask you, Bill, buy or sell, you view Clowney as a bust?
Buy.
Buy.
I'm not sure if that is a fair view, Tom, but that is the view that I have. Let me ask you this question. Do you think you could accurately guess, with no hesitation, just I want you to give me the number that first comes to your mind. You ready? How many teams has Clowney played for? Go. Including this team.
This is six.
Oh, you already knew.
I added in the question.
Did I miss it? I'm currently trying to answer a Timberwolves question while doing this radio show.
Yes, six. Six,
hey, Tom.
Now in 11 seasons.
Tom, what do you think about Jadeveon Clowney? Are we going to bring him up on the show? And I'm out.
That's what you should do on HQ when they ask you.
Am I off today? You and I are a day and a half from vacation.
And it feels like it's 2 years away.
It does. The guy is still, by the way, he can still be a difference maker. He's a Rascalian. He's just hard to, he is not necessarily Mr. Reliable. Who is more reliable? No context allowed. Jadeveon Clowney or Draymond Green?
I think I still got to go Draymond.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
50% the problem, but as you said, and he's also 50% the solution.
You're not 100% the solution. You're 4% the problem. What?
All right, Bill, let's stay in the NFL here. Reigning Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels participated in LSU's Pro Day yesterday to positive reviews. Buy or sell that if and when your Bears take Caleb Williams number one, you're convinced the Commanders will take Jaden Daniels number two.
Have you followed this elbow thing he's got, by the way?
A little bit.
Not a big deal. Just a... as I understand it, from perusing the internets. Bye. I think,
bye.
Look, it's a cop-out answer, but it's also the right answer. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what another radio host thinks. It matters what the evaluators within the Washington Commanders think about Jaden Daniels. But the overall consensus is that he is the second most talented quarterback in the draft. And that means the odds are the Commanders are aligned. I'll say this. I say this all the time. Groupthink is no think, and it doesn't work out a lot of the time. The Commanders are owned. They have a new ownership group. They really have a new structure in general. And it's hard to make any evaluations or have any confidence one way or another to what degree we think they operate independently and on their own. Do you know who operates independently on their own really effectively? The Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that's a team that made an assessment on Mahomes, and it was right because that was not the consensus. So, yes, I think that's likely, but it's hard to know because I don't have a good sense of the Commanders' front office. There's no history really to evaluate their ability to get these things right or wrong.
All right, Bill, hoopier than thou. After losing to the Spurs, a.k.a. the worst team in the Western Conference on Monday, the Phoenix Suns bounced back last night with a win over the Nuggets, the best team in the Western Conference. Durant, Booker, and Beal all played in both of those games this week. Buy or sell the Suns' last two games are an accurate summation of their season thus far.
See, I like it. It's a great question, but it's definitely a Tom question because what you're pointing out is that they got beat by the Wemby-free Spurs in a humiliation, and they beat the best team in basketball in a sort of a surprising game. So your premise is those two games showcase the breadth, the depths, the heights and lows to which they can vary. Bye. Great question.
Bye.
Great premise.
Can't tell if that's sarcasm.
I want to call the segment buy or desell, but I won't. Buy or desell.
See, I was on the fence whether you were being sarcastic, but now I know you were.
I'm not being sarcastic. You do this a lot. I just think it's a really good question. Or at least I think you got this one right. It's a great premise. Yes, the slut.
You do this a lot. 99% of the time I hate it, but this time it actually worked.
The Suns are really perplexing because they do have Kevin Durant. And by the way, it's not like Booker and Beal were amazing in that game. They play good defense, which is rare. And, I mean, also no Jamal Murray for Denver is a pretty significant factor for the Nuggets. But, yes, I think the Spurs are an interesting basketball team, and that can be in ways that are good and bad. And they are. I think they will be in the days ahead. In the days ahead.
We're back to singing. It's always back to singing.
We're back.
Speaking of being back, we'll get to that in the second half of this question. The 76ers lost to the Clippers by a single point last night in a controversial ending where the refs have already admitted a missed call that potentially cost Philly the game. However, Bill, some good news for Sixers fans. Head coach Nick Nurse said yesterday that Joel Embiid is likely to return before the end of the regular season. Embiid, as you know, has not played since January 30th, almost two full months, because of knee injuries. The 76ers right now are the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. Bill, buy or sell, Joel Embiid can save Philly season.
Buy. I think it can.
Buy.
This is a point of some contention on the NBA podcast. When, let me think here. When Adrian Griffin got fired, so end of January, the Philadelphia 76ers had the best offensive rating in the NBA. They're the best team in the NBA. Net rating, excuse me. By that sort of standard. Embiid was putting up 50 and 70 point games. The East is strangely open. The Bucks may be good enough, but obviously on this show we are Doc Rivers. I am a Doc Rivers doubter. I really like the Knicks, but they have two things going against them: their injuries and the fact that they are the Knicks. The Magics and the Cavs are very unproven in the postseason, and Donovan Mitchell has injury issues. You just go down the list. I even think the Celtics are really potentially vulnerable for a team that dominant on the face of it. So I think not only are the Sixers potentially markedly amazing and markedly improved, if Embiid comes back, I don't think that it's the same gauntlet you're going to have to face, say, in the Western Conference or in past years in the East. Yes. Yes, I think it's a long shot, but it's not an impossibility. And the fact that he's coming back before the play-in, I think, is really good news for them.
All right, Bill, as we've discussed, the Houston Rockets are just one game behind the Warriors for the final play-in spot in the West, with 10 games to play. And oh, by the way, they play each other head-to-head next Thursday in Houston. Well, Rockets forward Tari Eason, who, by the way, is out for the season, has not played since New Year's Day, had this to say on social media last night.
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play! deal. Like that.
Bill, buy or sell, this was a wise move by the 22-year-old Eason.
He should have Easoned into that one. Sell.
Sell.
He should have Easoned into that one.
Buy.
Yeah, there you go. Look at you all happy.
Not a smart move to poke the bear in Steph Curry.
And by the way, he's not just poking the bear. He is relieving himself in the woods upon the bear. He is doing whatever one might do to poke the bear in the most humiliating way possible.
In all seriousness, does anybody from the organization reach out to him?
No, yeah.
Just to say, like, what are you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, dumbass, don't do that.
Yeah, like, we're trying to be the 10 seed. Like, we're not some juggernaut here.
I mean, do you know what it reminds me of? It is so eerily similar to the Memphis Grizzlies with the Warriors and the Lakers. Young, up-and-coming team, very promising. Obviously, the Rockets are going to be good in the years ahead. But, bro, don't poke the bear. And, by the way, they have a game against each other coming up.
1 week from today in Houston.
Did you note that in your question, too?
I did.
I'm really tuning you out, aren't I?
It's probably more a reflection of me.
Did you know that a guy from the Rockets called out the Warriors yesterday, Tom?
All right, I'm getting to the last question here before this gets ugly. All right, Bill. Yesterday, NCAA President Charlie Baker, he called for a ban on college prop bets in states with legalized sports gambling. Baker said in a statement, quote, "Sports betting issues are on the rise across the country, with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity and competition and leading to student athletes and professional athletes getting harassed. The NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets," end quote. Bill, buy or sell, you agree with NCAA President Charlie Baker?
I mean, okay, I buy that I agree.
Buy.
I would also be willing to agree that jaywalking is bad and that people shouldn't be meanie faces and that, I don't know, Tom should give directions to nuns that ask them in the streets of New York City when they're lost or whatever else would make the world a better place. But reality is reality, and that these things are not going away. These betting, there's a lot of money that the casinos and the books and the online brokerage houses make. A lot of money through prop bets. It ain't going away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.